Hey everybody, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green here. And joining me today for our second segment on water in the Southwest is Kathy Jacobs, director for the Center for Climate Adaptation, Science, and Solutions at the University of Arizona and an internationally known and well-respected expert on water. Once again, Kathy, thanks for being here, my friend. Last time you shared some pretty grim information about water or lack thereof in Southern Arizona and in our region. What are you working on, or what are you aware of, or what does your crystal research ball say when it comes to maybe some solutions or things that we should have hope because they are in the works?
Well, thanks, Gina. The good news for the central part of Arizona is that we have been anticipating central Arizona project shortages for decades. We've known that we have a low priority water supply, and we've been storing water underground. We also have mandatory conservation requirements and limits on using mined groundwater for new development in most of the central part of Arizona. The problem is those requirements and supplies are actually only available to the central core of Arizona and not to much of rural Arizona. So we do have people who have access to renewable supplies and others who don't. Well, we have made a lot of investments in the recharge program and in conservation, in the use of municipal effluent, in storing Central Arizona Project underground. We have a very progressive water management system, but we cannot fight this climate change battle by ourselves. We need to be limiting emissions, greenhouse gas emissions, at every scale, personal through global, starting with transportation and building management, but also thinking about what we buy, what we eat, and the life cycle impacts of those things. We can manage climate-related risks in multiple ways in our own home. We can prepare for extreme heat through neighborhood watch systems, have cooling centers. We can build a more effective social safety net. We can create refugia for species that are getting hammered due to lack of water, and a number of other approaches. So there's lots of hope, but we need to take this seriously.
I think probably we finally are. The wildfires and the heat records, I think people are getting their attention. I hope so. I don't know, but I can tell you this. I'm glad you're there doing what you're doing, and I'm glad that you agreed to be on this show. So thanks for all you do. Past episodes of this segment can be heard on the Mrs. Green's World page on the KXEI website, and please check out mrsgreensworld.com to learn more about what we're up to.
Support for KXEI and Mrs. Green's World is provided by Philibon Professional Painting, a locally owned and operated company providing journeyman-level craftsmanship for residential and commercial painting services. Philibon Professional Painting is proud to use long-lasting, low or zero VOC products for water conservation and less environmental impact. Reviews and more information about Philibon Professional Painting is available at p3-az.com or at 203-7310, Painting the Old Pueblo and Beyond.